This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 344, and today we're going to be talking about the reason why we do the things we do. And I came across this topic pretty interesting. I was helping a friend out with online traffic school. The friend shall remain nameless to protect the innocent, actually in this particular case to protect the guilty. But needless to say, I was helping out, and the second section on it talked about attitudes and behavior. And it was like, wow, this is actually really interesting and how it applied to driving. And so it talked about that, our values plus our attitudes equal our behavior. And I found that just fascinating because that goes back to, if you listen to, any of my podcasts before or read my blog post, I talk about this TFAR model where our thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, and leads to results. And actions can be a behavior. So I go, wow, this is really, really pretty interesting. And so what happened was I started looking into it a little bit more, and there is this rational emotive behavior therapy, but mostly it's a model of why we do the things we do. And it was really interesting because it talks about, again, our values and our attitudes equal our behavior. And so when we start to look at if we want to change a behavior, it's really difficult, if not impossible, to change a value. And I would say that even, say, values / beliefs plus attitudes equal behaviors, because I look at values as trees and beliefs are branches from that tree. But really, it's that value. So when we start looking at our values in a life, you know, what's important to us, then we add in attitude, then we get a behavior. So if we have a behavior that may not be empowering us, or a behavior that we want to stop, the way we look at it is we need to change our attitudes. And attitude is, okay, what, you know, sometimes we have the stinking thinking, but this is where this rational emotive behavior came in. It talks about positive mental attitude. And this was in a driving course now. And it's talking about, you know, because it was leading up to road rage and some of the other things that we maybe get angry during driving. But when we start to look at it, you know, it's our attitudes that we have control of. We absolutely have control of our attitudes. And part of that is our self-talk. When we are in a bad mood, we generally have negative self-talk, and we will have usually a negative behavior with it. We'll ignore somebody, we'll get mad, we'll flip them off, or something to that nature. So, you know, I just found this so fascinating that when we look at our attitude, a lot of it is our self-talk. That's the thing that we can control. So if we want to control our behavior, we need to first look at our attitude about what's going on in our world. So, you know, our attitude about what the event is. And this model talks about that there is no, every event is neutral. It's what we project onto it. And we project onto it based on our attitude. So we see an event. If we're in a good mood, we may be able to see, and it's not just a mood, a mood comes back and forth, it fluctuates. Our attitude is a general outlook on life. And so when we have a more of a pessimistic outlook on life, we're going to see events in a more of a pessimistic way, and we're going to behave accordingly to that. When we can see things in more optimistic light, we're going to see events as more optimistically, and we will behave that way. So when we start looking at, we want to change a behavior or something some sort of behavior, the first thing we have to do is look at our attitude. And our attitude, again, isn't just our mood for the day. It's what is our general outlook on life? What is our general outlook concerning a particular value? People, right? So if we have, if we value friendship, but we have an attitude of people are disloyal, our behavior is going to be treating those people as if they're disloyal because, you know, but we value them. So we're going to bring them into our life, but then we're going to push them away because of our attitudes. So part of the ways that we can change these attitude is one is self-talk, and that is monitoring that self-talk. And this is where this rational emotive therapy concept came into is our self-talk. What are we saying? And you know, if you listen to my podcast for any length of time, you know, I am huge on words. Words just don't describe, they create. And here is a perfect example. We can create in ourselves any emotion we want by choosing the self-talk that we are saying to ourselves. So if we want to be happy, if we want to have a different outlook, we can choose a more empowering self-talk. We can find the things that are going on right with us. If we want to, if we don't have that positive self-talk and we have a negative self-talk, we will literally cloud the vision of what we are seeing based on our self-talk. And again, we are in control of our self-talk, so we are in control of our attitudes. It's our attitudes plus our values equals our behavior. Our thoughts plus our feelings equals an action, which equals a result. So when we start looking at this, self-talk is tremendously important. Now, there are some factors that add to this self-talk, and you know, one of them may be stress. And depending on who you talk to, you know, all stress is internal. You can't take a picture of stress. You can't put stress in a wheelbarrow. You can't point to stress. However, stress is internal, but we do react to stress, and it is a real thing. It's this fight or flight syndrome. So stress can affect our attitudes towards things. And stress is probably the biggest one out there because we're in a world of short deadlines, of quick attention and moving around. And so stress can add a lot to that. This is why it's important to develop mental strength. Because when we can develop that mental strength, we're able to manage stress. We're able to perceive stress differently. It may not be as significant. And when we're able to manage that stress, we can use better self-talk. For example, maybe something happened and we use and we're not aware of the words we're using. We can say, man, I am really pissed off. I am so flipping annoyed. This is just pissing the heck out of me. And that creates an energy and that creates a attitude and that's going to create a behavior where we're aware of it through the development of mental strength. You can still feel agitated. You can say, you know what? This agitates me. This is a little bit irritating. And just those two words, if you feel the energy in those two words, the agitated and irritated is a lot less volatile than the other one. So your behavior is going to align with that less volatile words. So when we start looking at stress, right, that's also important is how do we reduce stress? And this is where meditation comes in. This is where taking a walk comes in. This is developing mental strength. Mental strength is essential for dealing with stress, and stress affects our self-talk, and then our self-talk affects our attitudes, and our attitudes affect our behaviors. So if you want to start to look at changing a behavior, if you just look at physically changing that behavior, it's not going to last unless you change your attitude. And if your attitude is directly related to your self-talk, and your self-talk is directly related to the stress that you're perceiving, then developing mental strength will help you manage that stress. It'll help you empower yourself with more effective self-talk towards what you want. Your attitude will change and your behavior will change. And this is kind of the essence of behind mental strength. It's just not becoming mentally strong for the sake of it, developing mental strength will actually help you change your behavior. It will actually modify your behavior by this cascading effect of being able to deal with stress, being able to feel that your life is under control, being able to see challenges as challenges, being able to feel confident. All of those things within mental strength will affect your attitude. It will affect your self-talk, which will affect your attitude, and then it will change your behavior. So write this down again, right? Values plus attitude equals behavior. If you want to change your behavior, take a look at your attitude. Then where does that attitude come from? It comes from your self-talk. It comes from talking, you're describing to yourself, you're judging people, places, things, events as good or bad based on your attitude. When we can start to take control of our self-talk through the development of mental strength, you're going to be able to perceive events differently, which will change your attitude, which will change your behavior. So I know I've said this probably 4 times already during this podcast, but repetition will sink in eventually. So take a look at what behaviors you would like to change. Think of the attitude about that behavior. And again, in this online course I was taking, it was talking about up to eventually road rage is a behavior, but it comes from an attitude. So let's just say the person valued time and they were in a traffic jam. They're going to see the traffic jam as being bad. Their attitude is going to diminish and their behavior is going to be road rage, flipping people off. Or if they have this attitude of entitlement, but they still value time, they're going to look at this entitlement attitude and say, the road is mine, get out of the way, you blah, 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 whatever, and they'll flip people off. So the behavior, the value is not good or bad. It's, you can value time, you can value people, you can value money, you can value whatever it is. It's your value. It's not right or wrong. But your attitude can either diminish the importance of that value, or it can diminish other people's. And that means that by your behavior, you are now intruding on some of their values. And this is why we have this potentially road rage going back and forth. But we can see it in examples at work. When we are overworked, when we're stressed, these bickering goes out around in work. This person's not helping me. It's their person's fault. And then we have these fights at work. All of this is towards about a behavior that we want to change. And the way we can get it is to change our attitude. So take a look this week coming up. How is your attitude? And again, it's your overall perception of things in life. What are you telling to yourself? What stories are you telling yourself about a particular situation, about a particular person? If you're telling yourself something that this person's a jerk, that this person's, and that's what you see, your behavior towards them is going to be as if they are a jerk. And they very well might not be, but they very well might be, but there are probably parts of them that aren't. But if you see only that part that they're a jerk, your self-talk is going to support it, your attitude is going to support it, and your behavior is going to support it. So my challenge to you is look at some of the things that are going on in your life. Look at the behaviors that may not be most empowering. Take a look at the attitude associated with that behavior. Take a look at the self-talk associated with that attitude, and then determine how you can start to change that. And the best way to do that is developing mental strength. And the first place to go, I would recommend, is one, coach with me. And if you can't coach with me, then go to my online program to develop the mental strength of a warrior. And you can find that at warriormindtraining.com. There's also a link to it where this podcast is hosted. So that's it. So from taking a simple traffic test, I've discovered this wonderful formula of values and attitude equal behavior, and I wanted to share it with you and give you something to think about. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.